Atlantic City has been in decline for decades. And now the state of New Jersey has made a deal with the city to take over its finances and try to turn the formerly high-rolling town around.
We wanted to give Atlantic City a five-year opportunity to have some of these problems work out on their own. They didn't. And so now we need to take those stronger steps to intervene and to work as partners with the mayor going forward.
Governor Chris Christie, of course. We visited Atlantic City just over a year ago. It didn't seem like a place to go for a good time. Downtown looked abandoned. Four of the main casinos were closed. 7,000 people had just lost their jobs. But Mayor Dunn Guardian, a Republican, said he had to see the setbacks as new opportunities for investors and his city.
We are Filene's basement. You're not going to find a better bargain than coming to Atlantic City. $2,200,000,000 property at Revel. You're going to pick up for about $100 million. $400 million casino that closed other than Revel. You're going to pick up for $25 million.
So far, there have been few takers. Those four casinos remain closed. What had been the Showboat was just recently purchased. We're joined now by Christian Hetrick of the Press of Atlantic City, whose beat has been covering the city's recovery and local politics. Mr. Hetrick, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
From your experience in reporting, Mr. Hetrick, what can the state of New Jersey do that Atlantic City, as a municipality, couldn't to try and turn things around?
Sure. Well, it's really big things. The state has really been public about wanting the water company to be either sold to the county, which does have its own utilities authority, or possibly privatized, run by a company like, American Water, United Water, because it's, been estimated that it could be worth $100 million or even more than that.
What an opportunity.
Yeah. And, what's interesting now with this, takeover talk, a lot of people at the last council meeting have been invoking Flint, Michigan for obvious reasons, because in that case, it was an emergency manager who, recommended changes to that water supply. And now I know it wasn't privatized. It was kind of rerouted. But still, people see similarities and are obviously naturally scared.
Yeah. I suspect, Mr. Hetrick, a lot of people listening in the rest of America might be saying, look, Atlantic City is a place where people go to, throw away their money. Why can't they make a go of that?
Well, the gambling industry is still very, very big compared to other gambling industries across the country, but it's really half of what it used to be. The casinos collectively, there's eight left. They brought in $2.7 billion in casino winnings this year. To compare that, they had $5.2 billion in 2006. So it's really been cut in half.
And is that because of the other places that have opened up and down?
Sure. Casinos have sprouted up in Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut. If you're in North Jersey, why go an hour and a half south when you can probably just hop over the New York state border and maybe go somewhere closer? And so you kind of have like this 1-2 punch where, the casinos are making less money and closing. And in turn, that makes it difficult in terms of the city collecting taxes.
What about those big old empty casinos? Any activity going on there?
Well, it's two of them, yes. The Revel Casino does have a new owner. It ended up selling for $88 million. And then the Showboat as well just recently sold. And then the other two properties, though, are still not too much movement on them.
Why not just declare bankruptcy and pay off a few pennies on the dollar?
There are pros and cons to it. The city has $240 million in bonded debt. So, through bankruptcy, you would shed that debt. You could toss out some collective bargaining agreements with the police and the fire. But there's cons as well. It's obviously bad PR for a destination resort to be bankrupt. And then it also, bankruptcy doesn't solve the annual budget deficits. So Atlantic City had a $100 million budget shortfall they had to fill in 2015. And it's estimated that the budget shortfall in 2016 is going to be about $60 million. It solves the debt problem, but it doesn't solve the spending and the revenue problems.
Christian Hetrick of the Press of Atlantic City, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.